Russ and Nadia on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
If you go for a walk around your local suburb, chances are you'll see a bunch of little silver bulbs scattered on the ground. Now, these are small canisters of nitrous oxide or laughing gas. You might have heard them called NANGs. Now, they do have legitimate uses. They make whipped cream, for example, but increasingly they are being inhaled by young people as a recreational drug. They're often treated as a bit of a joke, I've got to say, but actually the consequences can be quite serious. Karen joins us now. Good morning. Thank you so much for your time. Can you tell us about your son, when he started using NANGs and the extent of that use?
Look, I'd have to say it started a couple of years ago in his late teens. And from what I found in garbage bins and hidden in, you know, discarded ones in his bedroom, I'd say he was probably using upwards of 50 to 100 at a time. Mostly it started on weekends, you know, recreationally with friends, but then became a bit more of a problem.
How much was he spending, Karen, and how was he getting his hands on the NANGs?
Based on what I've found, the discarded ones, and then doing my research with the delivery people online, I would say he was spending a couple of $100 every time he ordered them, 3-4 times a week.
So we're talking about a habit, what, $400-$500 a week?
Yeah, easy, yeah. Yep. And mostly he would order them online and just have them delivered all hours of the night. You know, after we went to bed, it could be 10 o'clock at night, it could be 2 o'clock in the morning. So it was, pretty easy for him to get his hands on them.
When you unravelled what was going on here, how did you reflect on that? How did you react? What were your thoughts?
Well, we've always had a pretty good relationship with our son, so we confronted him about it, and he was of that mindset that it's not dangerous, it can't kill you, it's not harmful, and it wasn't until, you know, our daughter found him having a seizure in the lounge room that we decided to really do something about it. And, you know, obviously I just wanted to go to these people where he was buying them from, but can't do that. So that's when we took it to Jessica and just asked her what we could do about it and how we could combat the situation.
Dr. Jess Soderstrom is a clinical toxicologist at Royal Perth Hospital and joins us now. Jess, it's really nice to talk to you. Sometimes people don't treat this drug very seriously. What does it actually do to the body?
The problem with nitrous oxide, especially in excessive use, is that it essentially strips the lining of your spinal cord and causes spinal cord damage. And the symptoms can range from just tingling of the hands and feet to actually young people not being able to walk. And some of those changes can be irreversible.
Do you see patients at Royal Perth that are coming in with the effects of NANGs?
Yes, we do. And we've been seeing an increasing number of patients in, this year who present with the nerve damage that I've described.
So can you tell us, you mentioned there that obviously some of them can't walk. Can you just give us a paint a picture of the kind of patient that you see at that extreme end? I mean, apart from that, you know, nerve damage and being unable to work, you know, walk, what are they like in their minds? Can you just paint a bit of a picture?
Yeah, so we're talking here about young people. We're talking people in their late teens, early 20s, who come in having difficulty walking. So they come in and they are sort of walking as if you're drunk. They have, you know, they're walking, they can't walk with their feet together, so they're walking with feet apart. And some of them can't even sit still unaided. So they will fall over to one side or the other because it affects the spinal cord and it affects the part of the brain that controls your balance. So, you know, we're talking here about young people who are on the extreme ends, who are unable to walk, and, you know, in their young, they're 20, you know, they're very young, who then actually need to go to a rehab long term to help teach them how to walk again.
Russ and Nadia on ABC Radio Perth and WA.